Our condolences to you all on the upcoming Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his loyal companions. I'm really looking forward to go to Arba'een this year, inshallah. I really hope I can make it. But you know, going on Arba'een isn't like taking any other trip. This is an extra special spiritual trip. And if this ziyarat is accepted from us, it will totally change our lives. So now that you've got the right perspective on Arba'een, why don't we talk about some preparations? One, don't forget to buy the ticket. Number two, before you leave, ask the people you know for forgiveness. And if you're not going to Arba'een for some reason, then still ask people for their forgiveness. That always comes in handy. Number three, do yourself a favor and pack light, because you're gonna have to carry all that luggage throughout the whole journey, and that can also include the walk from Najaf to Karbala. And you know what? Sins are like luggage that you will have to carry in the hereafter. So don't commit sins so that you don't have to carry around all that weight in the hereafter. Number four, try your best to look at all the positive things that happened on your trip. I know it might be hot, you might get tired, you might get hungry and thirsty, and there might not be great bathrooms, but still, try to look at the positive, because you are purifying yourself with every single step. And you know, that's a lot of steps, so that means a lot of purification. And number five, remember your friends and families as often as you can, and don't forget to share your experience with your family and your friends wherever you are.